benefits as much as we fight for them in our own incentivizations at work. But let's turn to another turning on its head discussion, and that, of course, is plastic. As I mentioned, I think all of us are critically aware of the climate crisis. That's not something that we need to debate today. And we know, of course, that the way that we've seen plastic waste disposed of has meant that the oceans are at the moment bearing a massive brunt of our disposal of plastics. And that is starting to come back into the human body. I don't know if some of these stories are brought up to jolt us into some kind of self-serving interest in protecting our oceans, to realize that it's actually in our body. But there's a great deal of impact by our behavior. And the question remains, we could all have the most altruistic intentions and tell ourselves that, fine, today I am not using plastic anymore. But what will you replace your phone cover with? And what will you replace your parts of your computer, your car, your fridge, and what you carry you out of the grocery store with? This is not just about canceling a straw. 70% of our disposal comes from industrial use. To help us understand this a little bit, Dr. Sudhakar Muniyasamy, a senior researcher in the chemical cluster at the CSIR, joins us this morning, as does Executive Director of Plastics SA, Anton Hanekom. Thank you, gents, both, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sure I'll start with Plastics SA, Anton. You know, as a representative of the plastics industry, this is not a discussion that is new to you. We know, I suppose, the political and the environmental arguments about why we'd like to shift the debate or the usage of plastics. And I think in many respects, the plastics industry has come to the party to the extent that it can, while it's still being a plastics industry. When you look at the future, I mean, how do we consider what the next big invention will be, and to what extent is the plastics industry trying to help us find it in such a way that's less harmful to the environment?
Thank you, Rifilwe, and thank you for the opportunity. Maybe let me start and touching on what you said in the introduction, is that plastics is one of the most environmentally friendly, fit-for-purpose products and materials that exist, but it should not end up in the environment, and I think that's the big challenge. And a lot of effort has been taking place at the moment to find workable South African solutions to stop that. And there we work a lot of forums with industry,
all right, we'll get back to to Anton in a moment, because that was absolutely unclear. Dr. Muniyasamy, maybe you can give us some perspective. First of all, Anton, asserting there that plastic is one of the most environmentally friendly products, would you agree?
Thank you for the opportunity. As he said, plastic is playing a major role, you know, in everyday life that we are using, from all the application, from packaging to automotive, so much application we are everyday using. So we can't imagine, you know, without plastics usage, there are a lot of advantages, including the food packaging and protecting the food and so many advantages. But the problem is, when it's coming to the post-consumer end-of-life option, so once you use it and when you go into the environment, that is becoming a very big issue. So that material, when you end up at the landfill or something, if it's not recycled properly, and that takes many decades, that is really causing the problem to the landfill as well as the marine water. That's a issue we are facing it. So okay. To address that issue, what we have to do as a industry, as well as academia and all the people and all the recycling authority, all the people, government, everything, we have to work together and to find a way how can we address that kind of issue.
So, Dr. Yu and Anton are at idem on that one, that it is actually not the product itself, but the disposal thereof. One could say the same for oil and other fossil fuels, of which this is a product in many ways. But, you know, there's a long value chain. There's the extractive industry that is quite damaging, and then ultimately the production of within that industry that has its own externalities, quite apart from the final use thereof. To what extent does that impact you know, or rather, to what extent, Doctor, does that compare with other materials that could be equally cost effective?
Definitely, when you compare with plastic with other something, the plastic definitely is kind of the environment impact is very low. For example, if you are using glass or metals or anything, that the energy utilization and the volume usage and the processing is so expensive. Yeah, but in the case of plastic production, if you look at the petroleum paid raw material and the feedstock processing and the conversion, everything is a very, very cheaper. And it's a very lightweight material and it gives a very good properties in terms of durability as well as all the advantages. That's the main reason the plastic production growth is increasing steadily as compared to the other material. So that's the advantage. So the problem is still like other material, like the plastic also can be recycled because this material is there's a certain application, so like a single use, short time use application. There are only one time using and is very difficult to when you have to collect, bring back and reprocess it, then you know, packaging. That is ending up. That is the biggest problems that is causing the plastic pollution issues. Yeah.
So it's back to you, Anton, and thank you. He's back, Executive Director of Plastics SA, Anton Hanekom. Let's pick that up in terms of the trade-off between the durability of plastic and the cost effectiveness of it. Anton. It's such a durable, reusable product, as doctors highlighting its recyclability, but it's so easily replaceable that many of us haven't really gotten that into our consciousness, which I'm sure is what we're trying to shift.
Thank you, and sorry for the line that dropped. We need to be careful when we talked about alternatives and just replacing plastics with something else. Quite rightly, the professor said that it's probably about four times less resource intensive than other materials. So it uses less energy. Even if you transport it, there's less weight on the truck, so it has an impact on infrastructure, cost of that has a impact. But if you look at the alternatives, I think there's something that we are very strong about as the industry, is that it needs to be evidence-based. There's no point in changing to something else if it's not fit for purpose,
and
it's not environmentally friendlier than plastics as such. Otherwise, we're just going to shift the problem from one material to another one. We still deal with infrastructure that needs to be put in place. We need to deal with awareness and education. If we look at alternatives, have you considered the social economic impact of that, jobs, the economy? But yeah, we need to consider
That was the starting point of this discussion. So let's try and unpack that. I'm talking to Anton Hanekom, Executive Director at Plastics SA, and Dr. Sudhakar Munyasamy, who's Senior Researcher at the CSIR within the Chemicals Cluster. Continue to send through your WhatsApps and we'll put forward those questions.